This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and I have to tell you about a fabulous event that's happening on Sunday, September 28th, called Angels Wear Pre-Loved, the Luxury Resale Show, which will debut the city's first ever large-scale luxury resale shopping event, bringing together many of Canada's top designer consignment boutiques and independent luxury resellers under one stylish roof. Some of the confirmed vendors include the award-winning Rewind Couture Revisited, as Jeannie Becker says, one of the best places to shop in Toronto, Don Liebrack's Rewind, and Mine and Yours, and much more, including one of my other favorite places to shop in the city, which is our guest today, Dahlia Paul, also known as the Restylist.
Hi, Judy.
What a fabulous name. Hello. And Dahlia offers elevated styling and curated fashion. We're going to meet her very soon. And again, this shopping event where all of these fabulous people are going to be is on Sunday, September 28th at the Warehouse from 10 to 6 p.m. And it's curated high-end fashion and individuality. It's the brainchild of event creator Amy Polovoy, also known as the Style Heiress. We'll meet Amy later on in the show. But what I love about all of this, with the high prices these days in retail fashion, is there something truly heavenly about being able to shop high-end vintage and resale and making shopping and retail therapy affordable and fun, and then being able to curate fabulous pieces that represent your unique individuality and style. We'll have more about all of this later on in the show, but first, I'm so excited to introduce you to our first guest, Dahlia Paul. So for years, Dahlia, who was the founder of Restyle Renew, a boutique dedicated to helping women refresh their wardrobes. Her background as a teacher for 18 years helped her. And with all of this, she naturally gravitated towards guiding and educating her clients, teaching them, as it were, and helping them understand not just what to wear, but why. So Restyle Renew was her first step into creating a curated fashion destination. Today and right now live, Dahlia has rebranded and elevated her vision as the Restylist. This new chapter is rooted in her lifelong inspiration from the arts and her family theater and musical outings with her parents, grandparents. We're going to hear all about them, who were professional musicians, her 99-year-old grandmother who embodies timeless style. With this rebrand, Dahlia focuses on one-of-a-kind, experience-driven styling, where exclusivity, individuality, and artistry are at the heart. Each appointment is more than shopping. It's a curated, personal experience designed to make every woman feel confident, elevated, and truly seen. Dahlia, so happy to have you here. Welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so much for having me, Judy. It's such an honor and a privilege to be with you today.
I'm so thrilled that we're finally doing this. And I should just tell you all, Dahlia did a beautiful giveaway with us about a year ago on the show. And I got to go to her beautiful boutique, which is now even better than ever before. And I was blown away. We're going to hear more about all of this. But I came with a friend to help the friend enjoy her giveaway and to choose her beautiful prize. And I ended up going on a shopping spree and shopping like crazy because I couldn't get over the beautiful clothing and shoes and handbags and accessories and all of it. Dahlia, you get it when it comes to fashion. And I just mentioned how I ended up shopping my head off at your beautiful boutique and having one of the most fun and blissful experiences of my life. For all of you, you're going to want to check out Dahlia's Instagram page. We're going to tell you all about this at the end of the show. Actually, tell us now. It is
at the Restylist with two underscores at the end.
Awesome. We're going to tell you about that again later on in the program. But I just want to ask you, Dahlia, where this all began. Did you just have this sense of fashion from the time you were a little girl?
I believe I did. You know, I have a unique name, right? My name is Dahlia. It's not like I grew up with other people with the same name around me. And I really believe that that unique quality about myself kind of lended itself to the way I am as a person and as an individual. I never really followed the pack. I always had my own style. When people were wearing fads and things like that, that was never something that I would subscribe to. And I continue to be that way to this very day. And I kind of turned my boutique into an extension of that. So I really believe that there's nowhere in the GTA that has the experience that I can provide. I curate like no one else does. I have something for everyone from a very young age up until my oldest client as of today has been 97. So I truly have something for everyone. And I don't believe in a one size fits all. I think it's really important to take the time to get to know the client and to custom tailor each experience for every woman that walks through my door so that they feel extremely special, pampered, and just completely blown away.
Well, that's exactly how I felt that day. I couldn't believe it. And I just loved it. And I can't wait to do it again. I hope we're going to do this very soon. I also love in looking back over your career that your grandparents both had very artistic careers as an opera singer and a pianist. And your 99-year-old grandmother made style her daily ritual. It was part of her everyday life.
Oh, she still does to this day. Yes.
I love that. It wasn't just reserved for special occasions like a wedding or a Friday dinner or something important. It was an everyday thing. Can you say more about that?
Absolutely. So I was really blessed to have grown up in such a rich in arts and culture environment. So like you had mentioned, I have my father's family. They're all into the music and the arts. I have the opera singer background, the concert pianist background. I have cousins who are musicians and teachers in the arts. I myself was a teacher in the arts as well as core French. So music has always been woven into the fabric of my daily being. I actually think in terms of lyrics. If you go through my Instagram, it's all very intentional with the music. So I'm very intentional with what I put out. So my mother would always take me to see anything and everything that came, musical theater that came to the city. And that was just such a beautiful experience because you got to experience the music, the clothing, the yes. costumes, the design, all of these things have taken up room in my brain, in my creative mind, when I go and curate these unique pieces for myself and for my clients. Wow. And
your grandparents, pianist, opera singers.
Yes. And my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, she's 99 years old and she lives on her own. She's always the best dressed woman in the room. And she always gets dressed for every day of life. And that was something that I grew up with. I don't leave the house wearing sweatpants. That's just not something that I do because I was brought up that way. And I think that it's really important because when you show up in a way that is, you're putting forth your energy and your power. And when you're showing up in sweatpants, people aren't so inclined to take you seriously. So Absolutely. I think it's really important for not just in your personal life, but in your professional life that you are always showing up and putting forth your best efforts to put yourself together on a daily basis.
Absolutely. As you were talking about musical theater, I thought I have a client for you, and that's my daughter, Lily.
Yes.
Living in New York, and she performing all the time and needing outfits and dresses and long dresses. I just know you could totally have so much fun
with
her with you. So the next time she's in, which is coming up for the holidays very soon, I really want to get her to you if that's possible to make an appointment
Absolutely.
For her.
You know, I'll make the time for you. And I also have a daughter, Lily. So that's another thing
that
connects.
I love that. That's so nice. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were a teacher, and I find that also so fascinating because how do you think your 18 years of experience teaching has helped you teach women how to style themselves?
Absolutely. There's always a teaching component when I'm working. I always weave that learning into each appointment when they come through my door. People don't come here just to buy a shirt or just to buy a pair of pants or an outfit. I actually take the time to show them how they can accessorize the outfits, how they can mix and match different pieces so that it's not just a one trick.
It's not just a one-trick pony.
It's not just a one-trick pony. It's something that you can reuse and rewear in a multitude of ways. So, I mean, for example, like I put on this necklace today.
Love.
I think that it's really important when you're getting dressed that you add an accessory because it finishes the outfit. I mean, look at the difference between just wearing something like that and then you throw something like this on, and all of a sudden it's a whole different look.
Of course, it pulls it all together.
So I teach people how to accessorize, how to choose what accessories to go with what, when you should wear a statement earring versus a statement necklace, not to do both, which colors you should pair with which colors. There's always an element of surprise because people are always shocked that I said, okay, you need to put a red shoe on. And they're like, they're thinking, no, it has to be black. I said, no, you got to throw on a red shoe to elevate it and give it that extra like life that goes into your outfit. And it just completes the look and it changes everything.
Even your nails are giving a pop right now. And I want, and for those that are listening on the radio,
they actually have to be done, but yes.
They're so pretty. They're so pretty. Thank you. And I want everyone to understand that's just listening on the radio right now, what we're seeing is Dahlia is sitting in this unbelievable boutique that she has created. And there's clothes and there's accessories and there's shoes and there's handbags and there's everything. And I can't explain it, but you go down to this boutique and you just go, wow, like it's kind of a blissful experience before you even buy anything. Just seeing it, it's beautiful the way you've curated it and the way you've presented it. Like you're almost like a designer as well. I don't know.
I really appreciate that. You know, I think a lot of the time people think, oh, it's something that's in her home. So it can't be something that's luxe and chic, but it actually really is. I took a lot of time to custom build this exquisite space where people come in and they feel really comfortable. And I think it's really important when you're shopping because there is a vulnerability there. You're getting undressed. I mean, you know, you have to feel comfortable. And I think that I really do a great job providing that environment. And it's hard because I wish I could show you. You can't really get the full scope of what it is until you come here. And oftentimes I hear from clients when they come here, they're shocked because they think they know what it is because they see it on Instagram. But then when they come in real life, it's a whole different ballgame.
All I can tell you guys is you have to visit Dahlia's boutique. You walk down these stairs and it's such a wow factor. First, you're just blown away when you see these racks and racks of beautiful clothes, all color coordinated and so inviting. And there's an area for shoes and an area for fabulous handbags and another area for beautiful accessories and jewelry and more. I know I'm asking you to visualize all of this, so just go with me on this. In the meantime, just imagine, it's almost like in the old days of radio where you had to imagine the sets and the costumes.
Picture it, Sicily, 1912.
Exactly. Brian Linehan. I always love the Brian Linehan line. Barbara Streisand, you're wearing a hot pink suit, 1965. You were smoking out of a long cigarette holder. And you said...
She was so fat. She's so fabulous.
She's so... Did you cry when you heard about Robert Redford? Did you cry when you heard that the way we were? Like, that was our era, right? And I mean, you're younger than me, I think. But still, like, everyone knows Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand, like, the way we were.
I'm a little verklempt. I'm not going to lie. It's a loss, truly.
I know. By the way, and I was going to say this later on, but we're just talking, so I'm going to tell you this now. Last night was the incredible launch of Leslie Gottlieb's Aerepreneur event.
Fabulous.
It was last night. No, it was so magical and it was really such a happening and so beautiful and like so wow, like the pink drinks and the individualized tote bags and the bracelets. I'm wearing my fun era pink bracelet that we all got a bracelet and the pink ice cream truck at the end. Oh my God, it was amazing. And Dahlia, you were there and you looked sensational.
In a
magnificent outfit, which you can describe. And there you were, and you had a rack of clothes and accessories. And I don't know how you did it all because everyone just got a little tiny space, but you somehow pulled it all together. What was that like for you to be part of Leslie's event? It was incredible.
Are you kidding? It was everything. I mean, first of all, Leslie is just the most magical human being. And as soon as I met her, I knew that there was something very special there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I knew that whatever she was creating, I wanted to be a part of it. So it was such an honor and a privilege to be able to showcase my business at the event. It was, you know, and I mean, Jessica Gorlicki, I mean, I have no words for this unicorn of a person. She is just as lovely as you could ever imagine and so talented. And she was actually part of my rebrand. So if you watch my video, she's actually one of the models in my rebrand. So it was just really fabulous to be in such a fantastic space with incredible people. Not a detail was missed. It was just And I haven't really had a lot of fun in the last few months just because I've been working. I mean, I work and I have fun, but I mean like outside of work.
Yes.
And it was such a special evening. The energy in the room was unparalleled. Everybody was there for a good time.
Yes.
And it just was fun. It was so much fun.
And it was delightful. And I felt like it was kind of like a dream come true.
Absolutely.
And just seeing her on that stage in her gorgeous outfit and all the sparkles and the sequins and I just was so proud of her. So I love that you were a part of that. So you've rebranded your whole boutique. I know you've talked about it a little bit. It's called The Restylist. Can you just tell us a little bit more about how empowering it is, what you do for women, and more about this new sort of era, if you will? It's like the new era in your career.
It absolutely is. This is my power era. And I've always been the kind of person who always feels like I know my worth. And I feel like this new era, I feel that everybody who steps into my space needs to also know their worth. Wow. Every single day, they need to understand that they need to be putting themselves first. And in doing so, by taking care of what they're wearing on the outside, they're really taking care of who they are on the inside. I mean, I'm thinking back to a client who came here for their 50th birthday. It was the first time they'd ever been here. And I was so honored that she actually wanted to spend her birthday with me, and I'd never met her before. And then she came here and she cried. She was looking at herself in the mirror and said, you know, I feel beautiful. And she'd never felt that way before. She said, I thought there was something wrong with my body. I thought there was something wrong with me. So I've had the experience of being pretty much every size under the sun, and that has worked to my advantage because that gives me a leg up in terms of knowing how to style various body shapes.
Yes.
And it's very rare that I don't nail it. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but it really is like this weird superpower that I have.
Yeah, it's a superpower. It is. And you do have it. You really do possess it because you make people feel good. Like, I remember feeling so good.
And that wasn't even a one-on-one experience. That was like a, you know,
me and Marcy,
a crazy,
my oldest
intense day with lots of people dropping it at the same time. So I actually want to do a real one-on-one experience. That'll be next level for you.
I would love that. I would love that. I can't wait. I really want to do that. Like, honestly, I'm going to say after next week, I'm all yours. We have
Amazing.
To make a date. I love that. I also feel we're so aligned. It's not just that we both have daughters named Lily, but you always say you believe in collaboration over competition.
Absolutely.
And the collaboration fosters creativity and community. Can you say more about this? Because I think that's so true. And it also speaks to Errapreneur and Leslie's community as well.
It really does. I mean, listen, we're all better together. We're all better when we work as a team. We all have incredible ideas. And when we join forces, we're completely unstoppable.
That's
and
true.
I've always been someone who loves women, loves that connection, that it's so unique and special. I actually feel sorry for men that they don't have this kind of experience that we have. And I really believe the reason we live longer is because we have this outlet. We have the ability to actually have these conversations and connect on such a deep level. It's so special. So when I have the opportunity to work with another woman, especially a woman in business, it lights this fire in me, and it makes me feel so recharged and energized. And it really is just an amazing, amazing opportunity to be able to do that. So the fact that I'm doing this collaboration for Angels Wear Pre-Loved, it's so exciting to me. And I'm just really, really fortunate that I get to be in the presence of all these fantastic minds and creatives.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Angels Wear Pre-Loved, the luxury resale show? What your involvement is, what it's going to look like. I know no one really knows because it's never happened before.
Okay. So this is it's an inaugural show. This is the brainchild of the fabulous Amy Polavoy. She is a powerhouse in the fashion industry and the community. And she's inspired me in a lot of ways. She actually was the one who renamed me The Restylist.
Oh,
so thank
you,
Amy Polavoy, for that. You know, we've had the opportunity to work together and it's always super fun. The energy exchange is always really, really special. And okay, so the Angels Wear Pre-Loved is a really cool event whereby there's going to be all these incredible powerhouse boutiques that are throughout the GTA, all collaborating under one roof, and people are going to be able to shop all these unique spaces. My experience in the luxury resale world is fairly new. However, I'm really looking forward to adding that as a component in my boutique as I step into my new power era.
Wow. I love that. You know, when I talk to you, Dahlia, it really makes me feel that you are living your purpose right now, which is a huge, huge thing. And there's a lot of people that don't know it. Like as a coach, as a bliss coach, people will say to me, but I don't know what my purpose is. But you do.
Thank you so much. Listen, I grew up always dressing my friends. And if I was shopping for myself, I'd see something and I'd be like, wait a minute. This would look really good on you, and just give it to the person who was standing in the boutique next to me. I don't even know them. Just because I get a high off of being able to dress somebody in something that I can't personally wear. So I really do love clothing. On my father's side, there were tailors on my father's side of the family. So wow. I really do come by it honestly. And while I was teaching for 18 years and I really did enjoy it, it ran its course after 18 years and after the pandemic, and things have changed so much within the education system that it wasn't working for me anymore. A single mother of two daughters, I really wanted to show them that it's important to follow your dream. And growing up, you know, we were in the time where our parents, you know, we had to be a professional. We had to be a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, whatever it was. This wasn't something that was within my reach or within my realm of possibility.
Yes.
So I started this when I was 45 years old. 45? Yeah, I was 45 years old. Was I 46? No, I was 45. I was 45 years old. Excuse me, perimenopause. I was 45 years old when I started this. And you know, being in my 40s, I'm like, this is the time where I need to own my passion, own my life. I'm doing this for me and following my dreams and following my bliss. So
love that.
It's been an incredible journey.
I love that. You might have already answered this, but I'm going to ask you, these days, what is bliss for Dahlia Paul?
Oh, wow. What is bliss? Well, right now, I mean, my work really is my bliss. I need to try to figure out how to have some kind of balance, which I don't seem to have these days just because I'm still in the, you know, in the beginning stages of my career. I'm 3 years in and, you know, there's been some shifts and some changes and I'm a one-woman circus. So I really do pour all of my heart and soul into what I'm doing here. And it really does elevate me. However, that being said, my bliss also involves going to the theater. I love going to see live performances. I have a Mervish subscription. It's something that I do with one of my best friends, and it's something I look forward to. Aww. And it's a really great way to ensure that I have plans with her because we go to see all the shows together.
So nice.
So I love doing that. I love meeting friends. You know, when I have time, I love getting a foot massage. That is pure bliss.
Happy feet. Happy feet.
Yes.
Heavy, absolutely. Heavy duty goodness. Mm-hmm. That's so fabulous. And I'm going to have to ask you something. Are you a singer or a performer? Is there a performer in you?
Yeah, there is.
And
there
are, is. You, are
really,
you a singer?
I'm a little bit, pardon?
Are you actually a singer?
I mean, people would say I am. I don't like to say I am because I was never professionally trained, but I mean, I worked as a music, drama, dance, and poor French teacher. So I was paid to sing every day. Yeah, I love singing.
So guess what? I have a challenge for you. Will you come back on the show sometime? It can be in the next year, whenever, no pressure, and sing something for us. Can we make that happen?
I would do it for you, but I would be really terrified. It's funny. I had no issue singing in front of children every day. But when I'm put on the spot to sing, and I used to do karaoke a lot, that was part of my passion, but I would still always get terrified every time I went up. But I think when you get those nerves, it means that you really care.
Yes.
I think that's a good sign.
Absolutely.
I think if you didn't get nervous doing something, it's you don't really care about it.
Dahlia, what is the best way for people to contact you at your new Instagram handle, connect with you on social media, and make appointments with you, all of it?
So I do have a Calendly booking link, which is in my bio on my Instagram, which is at @therestylist_. And you can search my name, Dahlia Paul. And my Calendly link links you to directly to my calendar. And there's a bunch of different offerings. I actually need to update a couple of things, but I do offer a variety of different appointments, including wardrobe styling, which is I go to your house, I go through everything in your closet, get rid of things that don't work, wow, show you how to mix and match with pieces you already own, and to show you how to wear things in 100 different ways with accessories, with shoes, the whole nine. And it's a really great way to begin your shopping experience, because then you're not shopping blind. You know, when you go out and you're shopping, a lot of the time people are shopping blind because they don't realize what's missing from their wardrobe.
Right. I love that. So exciting. So great, Dahlia Paul.
Thank you
so much for being on the show today. It really was delightful to have you here. I loved it. And you're terrific.
It was so great for me as well. And anytime, I'm here for you. And I can't wait to have you and your daughter.
Love that.
Coming.
I love that. I'm so excited. I want to thank you all. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Finding Your Bliss and Amy Polovoy, the style heiress, when we come back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And just before we meet the fabulous Amy Polovoy, the style heiress, I want to take a moment to thank our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. Thanks to Ashford Cleaners for sponsoring this segment of Finding Your Bliss. Ashford Cleaners is Toronto's best dry cleaner with hand-finished detailing, laundry, tailoring, you name it, and they'll take care of it while always going the extra mile to make sure you leave with a smile on your face. And they also offer you free pickup and delivery, so it's easy to keep your entire closet ship shape and ready to go. Thanks, Ashford. We're joined now by the beautiful event creator of the Angels Wear Pre-Loved, the Luxury Resale Show. And that's the fabulous Amy Polovoy, also known, of course, as the Style Heiress. Before we meet her, let me tell you a little bit more about her. In high school, Amy Polovoy discovered a deep love for vintage shopping. Drawn to the thrill of finding that perfectly unique piece, I've got to ask you about that piece from last night soon, that set her apart. Whether it was a distressed pair of Levi's, a patchwork jacket, or a tooled leather belt with an ornate buckle, a style signature she still leans on today. And it's hard to wear a good belt, and she's got it. Amy quickly became known for her elevated fashion sense. She was a regular at Winners, Canada's version of Saks Off 5th, scouring the racks for designer deals. For Amy, there were few things more exhilarating than the hunt for a bargain. Although she fell for the trends of the time, big star jeans, love those. I know which ones you're talking about. Oh my God. Montreal, that was a huge thing. And Indian motorcycle baby tees included. She always held out for that big sample sale where she could maximize her budget. As her wardrobe evolved, so did her reputation amongst peers. And unfortunately, so did her anxiety issues, which began in her teens and would become a lifelong companion. During university, Amy worked at Mendocino, which is a fabulous boutique in Toronto. And really, it was one of Toronto's most coveted fashion destinations.
Absolutely.
So fun. I remember it so well. As a store manager, she received a $750 clothing allowance, which is a lot of moolah in those days, every quarter, and 50% off everything else. For Amy, it wasn't just a job. It was a jackpot. Customers asked to shop with her by name. Her friends constantly reached out for fashion advice. Her confidence and passion for fashion and the fashion industry continued to flourish. In her 20s and early 30s, Amy held respected positions. I love reading about this with some of Canada's most influential media brands, including Tribute Magazine, Much Music, and MTV Canada. She had the opportunity to learn from industry leaders, including Jamie Salter, now the founder and CEO of Authentic Brands Group, a powerhouse in the global fashion space. Amy's final role in the corporate world was, to her, the ultimate dream job, and that was working at Flair, Canada's number one fashion magazine. Surrounded by the best in the industry, she found validation not only in her work, but in her personal style, which continued to earn admiration. But when Rogers Communications made the decision to shut down Flair as part of a larger corporate restructure, Amy knew that was the perfect time to create something of her own, something that blended her deep love of fashion, her eye, and it's really an uncanny eye, it's an unbelievable eye, and I know this, for curation, and her desire to connect meaningfully with women. And so the Style Heiress Consignment Boutique, TSH, was born. What started as a 750-square-foot showroom in the basement of her home quickly turned into a cult-followed, appointment-only destination for designer clothing at a fraction of the retail price. Amy offered not only pre-owned luxury items, but also end-of-season pieces from top boutiques, curating a selection that rivaled all of the high-end retail stores. Her vision helped destigmatize consignment shopping. It glammed it. It made it glamorized and redefined it as aspirational. With nearly 10,000 Instagram followers and a consistently packed schedule of loyal clients, TSH became a runway success and it continues to thrive. And then on the personal front, then came aunties. Amy's lived with an anxiety disorder since her teens and was later diagnosed with premenstrual dysphoric disorder, PMDD, a condition that made half of every month extremely difficult. These challenges played a key role in her decision not to become a mother, an experience that, in her words, was incredibly hard to accept in a world where motherhood is often seen as the ultimate fulfillment for women. Over time, Amy found peace and purpose in building rich, meaningful relationships with her niece and nephew and the children of her closest friends. And I know who some of those people are. Her identity as an aunt became one of the most powerful and fulfilling roles in her life. And with that, aunties was born. And I want to spell that for you guys. It's A-N-T-E-S. Pronounced aunties, like aunt and uncle. Aunties is a brand rooted in love, connection, and the celebration of chosen roles. Each auntie is named after a child Amy holds close to her heart. I love this. A beautiful personal tribute to the relationships that helped her feel whole in a new way. Amy, I'm so delighted to have you here. Welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so kindly. Thank you so much for having me. I really am thrilled to speak with you. I've always watched your show. I've been watching you for a very long time, and I know how deeply you care about this and others, and I'm really pleased to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ditto. Amy, I remember the first time that I met you, and I'll never forget this. It was backstage at Kerner Hall. My daughter, Lily Liebrack, who's a singer now living in New York City, was performing. Marla Joy, one of your best friends, was the esteemed vocal coach.
Yes.
And she was also one of the directors and producers of that ICRF show. Mm-hmm. And you came backstage into the green room looking like a vision in an outfit that was part vintage, part contemporary, and all of it just created the wow factor. And the same was true for last night at Leslie Gottlieb's fabulous Aerepreneur launch party at Jess Gorlicky, another best friend of yours, fabulous event where you walked in like a movie star wearing this stunning, long, flowy chiffon, orange vintage vest, fabulous jeans, a gorgeous belt, a really gorgeous belt. And you literally look like a movie star. How do you do it? Where does this love and just getting it, this sense of fashion and style come from?
So honestly, it started with my mother. When I was young, my mother had a deep love for fashion and she would have a stack of Vogues next to her bed. And she would often, you know, show me photographs. What do you think of this? And she was very artsy. So it was also about not only just fashion in itself, which again, was like showing me sort of the beauty behind fashion from an artistic standpoint. So from a color standpoint, you know, just showing me things from the 80s where it was like bright yellows and reds and blues. And then, you know, she's a denim lover like myself. I'm always in denim. And it really started at home. I have a sister who is biologically 8 years my senior. So when I was at home, when I was 11 years old, My sister was already at university.
Huh.
So I really spent a lot of time growing up with my mother, and my father traveled a lot. He's, you know, was a camp director for many, many years. Wow. And there was so many other businesses that came along with that. So my mother and I spent a ton of time alone. And every day when I would come home from school, fashion television was on. And so was my mother and I watching Jeannie Becker, like she was
everything.
The most incredible thing in the world. And I'll just, that music would come on. And I was like, just so incredibly drawn to everything. And just the sculpture of the, like, you know, I mean, Schiaparelli's doing it now, but if I saw something that was just very haute couture, I love things that have a shape or length, like what you saw me wearing last night. I love the drama of length,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So it's really something that I really started to just love genuinely. I was quite young.
Wow. And yeah, you can see it. You can see it because you really get it. By the way, Jeannie has been on the show maybe 5 times for a full hour.
Oh,
so we love her. So I hope that you know each other because she would get a kick out of you.
You know, ironically, we actually haven't had an opportunity to meet one-on-one. However, I went to her book launch because I wanted to purchase her book. I brought my sister with me, of course, and we purchased her book. And last year, I did a beautiful fashion show with TNT and the Maiden
Boys, and
it was phenomenal. And Jeannie came out unbeknownst to anyone. It was a surprise. And we were all starstruck seeing her. You know, my mother was in the audience and we were like, ah, Jeannie!
I just got the shivers. I can see it. I can see it.
She's the OG.
She's everything. She's everything. I can't even, like, I know. I love her. I really love her.
I agree.
That's so fabulous. I also loved, and I mentioned this off the top, going through the research and discovering your career journey and that very exciting time that you had at Flair Magazine, really, which was the epitome of, you know, Canadian fashion. And at the height of its popularity, what was it like working there at that time?
You really, like, there was this level of, I felt so special every day. It encouraged me. Every day I was dressed to the absolute nines, meeting with the higher ups from Shiseido, L'Oreal, you know, the presidents of these companies, doing sales presentations in front of them. And it was a very tightly knit team. So I wasn't on the editorial side. It was really sales and promotion and sort of everything that I'm doing right now. And it was just, it felt like a dream. I've said to many people, if that magazine was still being circulated today, I would never have left Rogers. I would still have been there for 25 years.
Wow.
When I was there, Lisa Tant, who is
she's great.
She was at the helm for about 8 years as the editor-in-chief. And I was there for about 5.5 of them with her. So it was a tremendous opportunity. It really was. And like I said, there was only 3 of us on the team with our sales manager. So it was really just a daily, not only go get him, but it was, I had the capacity to be working in my fashion, you know, like in my passion for fashion, but then it translating into my professional life. It was next level.
And what an education, I mean, you can't get better.
It's
incredible. The best of the best. That's so cool.
It was the best of the best. I can't say enough about it. I had an incredible experience there. I really did.
Can you tell us what inspired you to create your brainchild, this exciting fashion event, Angels Wear Pre-Loved, the Luxury Resale Show? What a great title. How did you dream this up?
So for so many years, probably, I'm 46 years old now, so I probably started to go to shop around Kensington Market with my girlfriends at about 13, 14, and I started to go to the, what was called then the old clothing show, or maybe that's what they call it now, but the vintage clothing show, the one at the exhibition. And I went twice a year. Every year I've been going for 30 years.
Oh my God.
And I was absolutely crazy about it. I just thought, what an amazing opportunity, you know, much like Kensington Market. I still frequent the market. I love the idea of having the opportunity to do something all in one place. And these designer consignment stores are unlike that, right? They're all over the place.
Yes.
There's not somewhere where there is just a stretch of designer consignment stores where there might be more vintage.
Right.
So as I aged and, you know, I was able to travel, I started to go see, for example, it's called A Current Affair, a very, very well-known vintage clothing show that is in Brooklyn and in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So I followed it around. Celebrities attended, phenomenal. But again, very vintage focused. Mm. And I started to realize, because of course, having owned my own designer consignment boutique, to be specific, of course, I started to realize, wow, there's really nothing contemporary here, you know, at a lesser price, which is what I'm doing at home. And it's working beautifully for me from a business standpoint. And additionally, I just felt like, we're missing something. There's a hole in this marketplace that I believe that I can fill. So I really thought, I'm going to create the luxury resale show. So there's a real differentiation between vintage and luxury resale.
Yes.
Vintage is, again, like what you saw that I was wearing last night. There's no brand attached to it. It's just, you know, it could have been a costume piece. The belt that I was wearing was, I removed it from a dress. But it was just from an old dress that I took it off, you know, and put it in my belt loops, like, you know, and it just happened to match. Like, thank you. Really. But, you know, so Angels Wear Pre-Loved was, again, it was a play on Devil's Wear Prada.
Right. Obviously. I was thinking about that this whole time. Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
That actually came. I want to pay homage as well. My friend Mike Chaloux, he's very well known. He's been a host for a very long time. Him and I were chatting, and I initially actually wanted to potentially do the show down at the Alma Combo. Just I thought, you know, it has this amazing cool factor, but I ended up just needing a larger space because I have so many vendors at the show.
And your space, my understanding is your space is 13,000 square feet at the warehouse.
That's correct.
And this is, of
That's
course,
correct.
Taking place on Sunday, September 28th from 10 to 6.
Sunday, September 28th.
Wow. So I know that beautiful Dawn, and I know you're wearing one of her bracelets. So everyone, this
I
is
am.
Dawn.
This is from Rewind Couture. I think it's Isabel Meron.
Oh my God, I love that. So Dawn, for the very successful Rewind Couture, is going to be one of the vendors at your exciting event.
Yes, she is.
That's so great. And many, many others. And of course, Rewind is Toronto's premier destination for luxury designer resale. Rewind offers women a curated collection of coveted designer women's wear up to 90% off the retail price. Shoppers get exclusive access to the elite closets of Toronto and the glamorous runways all around the world. Rewind will be bringing to the event a collection of over 100 pieces from designers such as Chanel, Brunello Cucinelli, Balmain, Fendi, Gucci, Valentino, Oscar de la Renta, and so much more. And all of the items will be 70 to 90% off of retail prices. I know you have a lovely relationship with Dawn. Can you tell us more about Dawn and Rewind Couture? Actually, don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll hear more from Amy Polivoy all about the upcoming Angels Wear Pre-Loved event, as well as about one of their vendors, Rewind Couture. We'll be right back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And I'm here now with Amy Polivoy, the style heiress and the founder of Angels Wear Pre-Loved, the luxury resale show. And just before the break, we were talking about one of the vendors at the event, who's, of course, been a guest many times on this program, and that's Dawn from Rewind Couture.
So in my opinion, And I will say this very simply. Rewind is among probably my top three favorite stores ever.
Wow.
She curates such interesting and unique items.
Yes.
You know, Rewind is really about ready-to-wear pieces. She has a real focus on ready-to-wear.
Yes.
Versus, you know, a real focus on handbags, which I think differentiates her as well, because I think a lot of designer consignment and independent luxury resellers are really having a hard focus on handbags. It's they're certainly like in the want, but you walk into Rewind and it looks like a museum.
Yeah.
It is like the glitter is, you're just, you don't know where to look first.
It's true.
It's so beautifully done. Upstairs, downstairs, you know, the second level is just another, I could be there for 4 hours like, without them. I have closed that store with Dawn and been like, I promise.
Five more minutes.
I won't stay any longer. And she's like, oh my goodness, I have kids. Can I come home tonight? But I really do. I have bought, I can't even tell you, numerous incredibly unique pieces. Her pricing is excellent as well. I think it's super fair. I just think that it's truly a treasure. I mean, she's had Martha Stewart, Vogue. She's just, she's doing so beautifully. And, you know, Dawn is young and so bright and just, she's with it and she believes in it and you can tell. And every, you know, I think we all literally, I told her, I said, I think that we watch your Instagram, Dawn, the way that we watch like a Netflix special. We're excited for it to come on the next day.
Yeah.
So when she's like, new drop at 6, we're all like, oh my gosh, like what time is it? You know? So it's really, really special. I think I bought something that I wore to my mother's birthday. It was this gorgeous navy sweater by Philip Lim, and it had silver chainmail as a cowl neck and chainmail silver coming out the bottom, like Papa Ribbon's
styles
a little bit. And I was just like, this is a work of art. So I believe she just finds little works of art. It's
so
sensational. She's really, really doing a beautiful job.
Thank you for saying all that. You know what? You are such a generous spirit and generous soul. Like,
I
know you're talented. Say that again. Sorry, I missed that.
That's from my parents. My, you know, they're very, very kind people. Like, I was raised like humbly. Like, this isn't, you know, I'm so grateful for compliments and all of the exciting things that are going on. But, you know, I'm just a girl. I'm anxious. I'm nervous. I'm doing my, like, you know, this is.
Yeah. You're a great person, Amy. You are.
Thank you.
Dahlia was also on the show. She was also at the fabulous Aeropreneur, Leslie. And you're wearing a Dahlia bracelets also. Wow.
I got some bangles plus like 13 other items from Dahlia last night.
So
I was
fun.
Like, I deserve this. I just did breakfast television. I deserve these 15,000 pieces. It was great.
And
what a great night. Like,
magical.
Phenomenal.
Like magical. And,
she is sensational.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Really?
She really is.
Really?
And you know, I saw you looking at that rack and going for looking through Dahlia's rack. And I know that you're looking in a different way than most people look. I just do. Like,
that's so interesting.
You know, I look and I say, where's the pink? That's it. That's where I stop at the pink.
That's so interesting.
You're looking,
you know,
in a very keen way.
I really did. And I, you know, you asked me that earlier. I don't think I touched on it. It's like, you know, let's say you were an equestrian, or let's say you were honestly like had a, whatever is your deepest passion. So let's say this for you right now, when I see you doing this, you are such a natural, it is so easy. It just comes to you, right? You're just sit, you smile, you're helping others while, you know, to feel comfortable. It's the same for me with fashion. It's guttural.
Yeah.
It really is. It's an instinctive, I do know, okay, no, I love this coat. It's fabulous. I would need it in a size medium. I don't want it to fit like this. I want to wear a sweater underneath.
Yes.
I will see something and think, I'm into silver right now, so I want cool tones. So I will look for silvers and, you know, a little more black, because I don't have a tremendous amount of black in my wardrobe. I wear so much color.
Wow.
It's just like what I'm feeling. And, you know, if I want something really oversized or if I want something really fit, it's all just events coming up and how do I want to look at that event? And it's almost like I look for themes, yeah. You know, like Amy themes. So that's why, like, traditionally I'm in denim because it's just, this is my chill vibe on a daily like basis. Yes. All I want is denim. But anyways, I don't want to speak too much, but it was amazing. Like, I had so much fun.
It's so funny because there used to be a girl that worked at Yuck Yucks where I used to spend a lot of time. And there was a girl, a waitress that worked there named Patty Strain, who also had this fabulous fashion sense. And I once asked her, do you take your clothes out the night before? She said, no way, never. How do I know the night before what I'm going to feel like when I wake up in the morning? What's the weather? What's the vibe? Right. And she would totally, and she always was dressed so like creatively. And anyway, so you remind me a lot of that. Anyway, tell me more about what people are going to see when they come to this fabulous event on Sunday, September 28th at the Warehouse from 10 to 6. What will they see when they walk in there?
So first of all, I love the way the Warehouse is set up. It's almost like there's two incredible rooms. So when you first come in, there is still sort of a very large sort of event space where you would find a bar with some signature cocktails. If you've taken an Uber and you're hanging out with your girlfriends and you want to have that kind of day, and coffee and water and juice and everything to be available to you. And then there's some booths right at the front that lead into a grand ballroom with a tremendous amount of booths in there as well. So it's a really nice sort of entrance piece that you get to sort of, you're walking into a party. You feel like you're walking into a party.
Nice.
And it's just great music and great lighting. There's a DJ. Oh. Jessica is painting live midday as well. Jessica Gorlicky. I mean, she's one of the top speed painting artists. Aside from being like one of my closest friends, she is one of the most creative, sensational human beings I've ever known. And she will be painting live, which is a show in itself, quite frankly.
Totally.
But ultimately, all of the vendors will be bringing the best of the best, and they will be having a focus on fall clothing, specifically given that, you know, Canadians going into fall, this is our biggest shopping time always, September, October, prior to Christmas for Canadians. Fall is the time that we shop the most. We're looking at new boots, new blazers, new coats, new jackets, new handbags. We're going into a new season. You know, we're restarting. We've just come out of the summertime, which Canadians only have a brief period of summer.
Yes.
And I do believe that, you know, I will be doing the show in spring again.
Nice.
2 days next time. I started with one this time. It's our first time. Let's see what's going on. Let's feel it out.
Right.
But, you know, you will really be having the capacity to meet the owners of the stores, which is often rare. Sometimes they're not in.
Great.
And it's nice to really have that face-to-face connection and have the opportunity to touch and feel these beautiful clothing, bags, belts, sunglasses, jewelry, everything. So everybody is bringing an array of sort of their best of the best. They're really, these vendors are so fabulous. They curate as best as they possibly can. And I'm really, again, I'm speaking to the idea of we are differentiating ourselves. It's actually interesting because the vintage clothing show at the exhibition is this coming weekend.
Wow.
And I'm 1 week after them.
Love that.
And I think that's so interesting because, you know, I'm not carrying the cool sort of vintage no-name t-shirts, which are still awesome and I love them and they're in my wardrobe, but we might be carrying the Saint Laurent t-shirts and the Givenchy t-shirt, you know? So it's just a very upscale vibe. It's something new. I think women are just getting into luxury resale on a new level. So having the opportunity to learn about the wealth of designer consignment stores that are available in Canada.
So great.
People don't recognize it, right? So I just, this community is amazing and growing and everybody does something different. So I also like that for the vendors that you will be able to come in and see, oh, so as we said, you know, Rewind has this a tremendous amount of beautiful ready to wear. And, you know, if I need a dress for this, and then this person does more vintage upscale handbags, you know, branded. So
you find your, oh, it's so great. It's like one-stop shopping for this.
It's gonna be so cool.
I love it. I love what you said on Breakfast Television, which is asked you about the pantsuit. The host asked you about the pantsuit. I might be able to say the brand, but whatever. It was $1,200 retail.
Smythe.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, but in my, you know, when I presented to you, it's $400. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing, you know, that you can get
really
this fat, like, you know, because retail is expensive. So this is giving people options and it's just like a plethora of choices and it's really amazing.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
So I don't have to ask what you love about what you do. I see it on your face. I see it the way you talk, the way you express yourself. But just like in a short 25 words or less, what do you love about what you do?
I love making people happy through fashion. Like, I think that you can really define yourself in what you're wearing. And I think it can make you feel fabulous. I think life is tough. And I think this is a fun, easy way to make you feel great. And I step in and I say, put on some gold earrings, throw one of this. I want you to tie this over. And my friends are like,
oh, how did you do that? What just happened?
No, my clients are like, I would never do that. So I think really it's that bringing genuinely, I love to see the smile on their faces. It's amazing.
It's so, so fabulous. Angels Wear Pre-Love, the luxury resale show, is taking place on Sunday, September 28th. That's tomorrow from 10 to 6 p.m. at the Warehouse. How can people still get tickets? It's Saturday. Today, it's here we are in the afternoon. How can people get tickets?
So that's a great question. So they still are available. They will be available on Eventbrite. So you can certainly just easily go to eventbrite.com and search Angels Wear Pre-Loved. They will be available to you. They are $20, but there's an added fee on. So I believe it comes to $22.63 on Eventbrite. Otherwise, you can pay $25 at the door. So there's a tremendous, you know, we can get you in there. And, you know, there's free parking, which is really important. There's a tremendous space in front of the venue.
Awesome.
So I'm just hopeful there's not too many people at the same time, you know, but it's a very, very large parking lot. So
I love that.
I'm actually very happy to be able to offer that as well.
There's a question that we ask everyone at the end of the show. You might have already answered this, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway. What is bliss these days for Amy Polevoy?
Peace. Peace. It's unfortunately, I just lost my out of absolutely nowhere. I lost my baby puppy. I'm a fur mommy.
As we like to call That's it. Brutal.
And, it was brutal. It really was. Sorry. And I purchased a new puppy who is, honest to God, sent from God.
Wow.
He's a little white angel. He's all white.
Aww.
And I found him so quickly. And I know that my other puppy, we named him Gordy after Gord Downey from the Tragically Hip. We're really Canadian.
I love,
are you saying?
No, you don't understand. I love Gord Downey. You don't even understand. I did a huge thing with Jake Gold and saw that film.
God, I love Jake.
Jake's great. Jake's great. Wow.
So my new puppy is named Poet, and just honest to God, if I can sit with him and chill out and, you know, like literally just mindless, you know, whenever my husband gets home, he works a lot and we just kind of hang out. Like, I was never like the watch TV girl. And I'm like, oh, Netflix, what have you got for me? You know, I have like a massage machine at the back behind me and pad thai in my hand.
You know, what do you need?
Yeah, it's just peace.
I love
my family. God bless them, their health every single day. Like, things have changed, you know? This has been, things are tough, and just want to try to relax as best you can.
You know what? I always knew you were talented and a real creative human being, but you're a really good person too. It's really been an honor to have you here. Thank you.
That really means a lot. Thank you so much. And to you as well, Judy, really.
Tell us how we can connect with you on social media. Give us your handle. How can we do it?
Okay, that's terrific. So I am at The Style Heiress. I know that's a tough one. A lot of people call me the Harris. So look at it like Paris Hilton, the heiress. So H-E-I-R-E-S-S, but it's difficult to speak to. So I'm at The Style Heiress. You can also get me on email at any time. If you visit, I only have a landing page right now for Angels Wear Pre-Loved. Things happen very quickly, but angelswearprelove.com. There is just a question and answer space. You can type in anything you'd like and you'll get a response as soon as possible.
Awesome.
As well. Yes.
I want to thank you so much. It's actually been blissful talking to you. Thank you so much for being
here.
Thank
you. I feel the same. I do feel blissful.
Each week we spotlight a fabulous person like Amy Polevoy or Dahlia Paul who are living their bliss. So if you are an artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, author, celebrity, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also love to feature singer-songwriters and musicians on this show. If you are one, reach out to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. And for those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you get unstuck, gain clarity, find your passion and purpose. Reach out to me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And all you have to do is search up Judy Liebrack. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I'd like to thank our wonderful guests, Dahlia Paul and Amy Polovoy, for being on the show today. And I also love talking about one of our fave guests, Dawn from Rewind Couture. Also, thank you to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer Chelsea Lockstep, producer Eva Shabatai, Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yannisiello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center, and also to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to breathe. Always got to remember to breathe. Stay focused and take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.